This is Leah Gage, and today on Leah's Movie Lowdown, I'll bring you a conversation I had recently with filmmaker Jeffrey J.B. Palmer about his latest short, Quitting Time, which will screen Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the first monthly Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909. J.B. has been in the film industry since at least 2000, but has recently decided to go back to school.
Getting my master's was always on the radar for the past, you know, maybe 10 years. And I've been looking at some school programs out in the L.A. area or Southern California area, but the price tag was a bit steep, and some of those programs were 2 to 3 years. So I was trying to avoid that much time away from working, because I really do like kind of working with clients and making money instead of spending it. So it didn't really pan out there, but coming back to New England and landing in the Boston area, which is pretty much, you know, the college epicenter of the country, you know, colleges and universities abound here. I came across a one-year program at Boston University for media and cinema production, and I looked into it, and it seemed like a good fit, at least for the time frame and the price tag and what the program was about. So, sort of came at a good time, and I had also been looking for work. I'd been doing some teaching in high schools and junior high schools, and to really kind of ratchet up those opportunities, you really have to have a master's. It really does help to get teaching jobs.
I asked him how his film, Quitting Time, came to be.
Quitting Time was an assignment in our cinematography class. The cinematographer, Joel San Juan, who was an accomplished cinematographer in the independent world of filmmaking, wanted us to make what's called an ambient film, which is sort of it's a film that doesn't necessarily have to have a particular beginning, middle, end, or a story. It really just needs to be evocative of a mood, of a tone, an atmosphere. And we had some guidelines that we had to follow. The theme was about time, some aspect of time, and we could only have 2 characters and no dialogue. So I had a few ideas that came up, and some of them were a little more difficult to pull off than others. But the big idea behind it was we were going to shoot on 16mm film, super 16mm film, which is something that really you don't do a lot of in film school these days because everything is high-def digital, right? So that was a real challenge for a couple of the cinematographers who'd really just sort of grown up shooting on digital. So shooting on film was something they really hadn't done much of. And I've shot with film and on film and in film school, but it certainly is not something that I've done a lot of. I love the look of it, and I think a lot of people really do appreciate the aesthetic of film. But it does add up financially, and there's a certain type, there's a certain sensibility that you need to be approaching film because it's a very time-sensitive medium, and you really only get a certain amount of footage per roll, and that costs a certain amount, and you can't just keep popping in SD cards to get more takes. So you had to be very kind of regimented and strict with your shot selections. So that was another part of this exercise, that he wanted us to really think more about our shots and how specific we can get with those.
Knowing that gives one more appreciation for the art that Quitting Time is. But what is the film itself about?
My concept was about a husband who is essentially quitting smoking before their first child. He and his wife his wife's pregnant, and before the first child's born, he's going to quit smoking. And that's really just it in a nutshell. Very simple, simple idea. So that's where the sort of the genesis of that project came about.
Although not unheard of, a film of just 3 minutes long is quite short. I wondered if the instructor had given him time constraints or if the film just ended up that way.
It had a couple moments inside and outside that I pared down and cut out just to keep it really quick. And I think under the 3 minute mark was kind of a sweet spot because, you know, we reviewed all of the films in class and everyone had comments about, the duration and the content and whatnot. And, you know, keeping things short seemed to be, or on the shorter side, seemed to be preferred in terms of kind of getting in and out of the story and finding those moments that are satisfying visually and narratively, but not dwelling on them.
Will Quitting Time be submitted to festivals, or is it destined to gather dust as a class project only?
November, it's interesting that when we shot it, November's actually, I think it's kind of, I think it's like a National Lung Cancer Awareness Month, or it's a quit smoking month. So that kind of tied into when we were shooting it. We were shooting it right around that time. And so what I might do, I might circle back next, in the next couple months, to look at some festivals that might be interested in that type of story, that type of theme. You know, I don't think it's a real, I don't want to call it like a message movie, but it certainly has, I'd like to think it leaves people with a sense of hope, right? Which is a sort of a theme. I guess a lot of my films try to achieve that.
As a smoker, I appreciated the subtlety of the film. It's not an in-your-face PSA by any stretch.
It wasn't a public service announcement. You know, I just wanted to dip into this idea of this guy, and it's interesting. Antonio, the actor, when I cast him and I met him, he's actually a smoker, but he was trying to quit. So he was in the midst of, you know, having tried to cut that out of his routine for the months leading up to when we were shooting it. So it sort of, the idea really spoke to him, the character spoke to him on a personal level, which just is always really nice when that happens. You don't always need to have a personal connection to a story that you want to tell. It's not mandatory, but I think when it's there, there can be a deeper sense of authenticity to the work. And I guess I hope that hopefully came through in the piece itself. You have to let the audience decide, right? We make these films or music or art or whatever it is, and you put a frame around it, you put it out there. And then people take it in, and they reflect on it. Maybe it's not their thing. Maybe it is. You know. But I guess my take on it is, if there's just something that cuts through someone's exterior that they didn't really expect to cut through, and kind of touch them in a way that that affects them emotionally, I think that's just a really powerful thing.
It is the emotional response and relatability that makes this simple short film so powerful. Jeffrey J.B. Palmer's Quitting Time will screen during the first monthly Leah's Indie Film Series at Soundstage 909, Thursday, April 13th at 7 p.m., 909 Islington Street, Portsmouth. Admission is $5. My thanks to J.B. for talking to me about his film. This is Leah Gage.